At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because those people won Mumford & Sons tickets from us, and they're over at Mumford & Sons. Who's the other ones over there? I don't know. I know about the Mumford & Sons. And I saw some of the video that people were taking there during the storm. I was like, oh, my dear goodness.
Did they get the whole show in?
I'm not sure if they did or not. I have no idea. But it was rough and
tumble. I think I saw on Reddit someone said they stopped until the weather went away, and then they like resumed the concert at
really?
Like 10:30 at night or something.
That's good for them. I mean, if you went to a Doors concert back in the day, you're lucky to get that. George Jones back in the day, he might not even show up. So I'm glad they got the rest of that. Yeah, it was a bad night last night. I was starting to fall asleep. The buzzers went off on the phones. Did you get a phone alert?
We did.
Did everybody get phone alert?
Oh,
now? Okay.
Yeah.
The buzzers went off on the phone, took everybody downstairs. The kids freak out a little bit. And then I woke up this morning. I didn't tell you this part yet. I went in. Jonah was in his room. I got a six-year-old. Jonah's in his room. And I heard a rustling as I was getting ready in the bathroom because his room's next to our bathroom. And I went in there, and he's watching TV, and he's watching tornado footage on YouTube. He's six. And I went, okay, you can go lay in
like
there.
Like, he actively sought it out?
So I don't know if he woke up or he was up all night until 4 a.m. watching tornado footage.
I mean, that's almost a gag from the movie Airplane, where as the plane is going down, potentially, they're showing in-flight movies of just historic collapses.
I was going to say, I didn't walk in. I'm watching Gladiator movies, so I had no idea about that. But it's like, oh. Because he wasn't screaming and yelling. Like, he got a little bit panicked at the beginning, and I'm like, relax, just get your iPad and come on down to the basement. And everybody sat in my office until it passed over. I mean, we got hammered with rain and wind and all that stuff. But
you don't remember when you were younger, or maybe this was just a me thing. But
my dad might be able to remember. I don't.
When I was young and we had anything like this, TV, and when you're young, you look at the people on TV like, they are telling you the most serious information ever, and that's what they're supposed to do.
They want you to take it seriously. Right. They don't want you to half-ass it, and then all of a sudden something bad really happens.
I remember being scared you-know-what-less when I was young, mm-hmm. and there was anything like this. So, you know, I did wonder what my daughter is not even three yet, but she's capable of digesting some of that information, and I'm just like, man, we got to kind of turn this off. I don't want her to be scared.
I remember when I was a kid, and we would do the tornado drills in school. And we were in elementary school, and they'd be like, you guys got to take this seriously. You guys weren't around, but then the teachers would be like, remember Xenia, Ohio? And they would tell us about Xenia, Ohio, and there was a story about the pillow from the couch pillow was sticking through a door. They would. I don't know if that any of that's true, but that's like the stories they'd tell you. Like, you guys better take this seriously and do this thing in the hallway. Xenia, Ohio can happen. Any like that's what they always said to us when I was a little kid.
The problem is when you're a little kid and anybody in position of authority is telling you to take something seriously. There was no better cue to not take something seriously. We just
that's
wouldn't
the difference
listen.
Between me and you. I would take it seriously. That is one of the. I know we're very similar in so many ways growing up, but that was the difference between me and you. I took it seriously. I definitely, but you just didn't take it seriously. If they did that, you just make jokes.
It was always jokes. We couldn't let the teacher or the instructor or anybody get through what they were trying to explain.
The only time we did that was fifth grade in health when they were explaining birds and the bees. But I told you that story. We had to write apology letters to the guy who tried to do it for us. All right. Should we be making a bigger deal about Shador being pulled over? Mary Kay was on with us and she was. She made a convincing argument like, hey, this is you got to be careful. You got to be lucky that they didn't hurt anybody. And I think we said those things, but it was also to the point of, hey, you know, people get pulled over all the time. I don't want them out there driving like an idiot. I don't want them swerving around. And, you know, 101 and a 60 is going really, really, really fast. Nothing did happen. It's a citation. That's the end of it. That's the pittance. You know, there is the thought, though. And I just got to play, you know, I got to look at it the other side. I don't think that going fast on the highway is a precursor to what's about to happen. But if you look at some of the guys that have been around in the past, like, it is a precursor to what has happened. So now this is where your Browns history starts to play in. I don't think it will be this way with Shador Sanders. I don't want it to be that way with Shador Sanders. He's a big conversation piece no matter what. He's a bigger conversation piece because he plays for the Cleveland Browns. I don't want anything negative there, and some people could take this as negative. Apparently, there were people ripping on Nick and Jonathan for not taking it seriously.
Well, the most
yesterday.
Common social media reaction, and is always brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The most common I've seen right now directed at us, because we talked about it earlier in the show. We both said not a huge deal. They said, "How is this not a big deal? Here's what could have happened," right?
Yes.
But to that, I would say you could play that game all day long with athletes, with celebrities, or just me and you and everybody we know. And how many people have tweeted you today and said, yeah, I got mine up to 100 one time. Yeah, me and my buddy were racing a little bit. But we shouldn't have done that. That was stupid. And we were in our 20s.
Yeah, and I don't think that anybody would condone it. And I think the difference between something terrible, we got to be honest with each other. The difference between something terrible happening and not terrible happening is sometimes a stroke of luck. Because there's been plenty of times that I was an idiot back in the day, and I just got lucky, thank God. And that makes me fearful, because my son will be 20-something years old at some point, or a teenager at some point, and I'm sure he'll be prone to being an idiot. He is no more precocious than any other child out there, as much as sitcoms tried to make us think about that about kids back in the day. So I do fear about that. Yeah, that makes me nervous. I don't want guys driving around at 101 miles an hour if he's on the highway for whatever reason at 17 years old. I don't want that. But ultimately,
especially anything after midnight.
Am I supposed to cuss? Would I cuss him out in any other lifestyle? Do I believe, though, that this is going to cost him any shot of being a Browns quarterback? Is it a black eye on the Browns? No.
No, we've had black eyes. No. We've had plenty of them. This doesn't fit.
So it doesn't fit that. It's the middle of summer. It's 101 miles an hour.
However,
it's very fast.
I do want to know. What do you think the interaction would be with Stefanski over this, or the organization, or
pack your stuff and get the hell no.
Like, what do you think? Is he even talking to him about it at all? Is it something that's going to be brought up? Is he going to be pulled into a meeting Andrew Berry?
It's a workplace. So the only thing you really, like, if he was his college coach, what the hell are you doing? And hey, I mean, we talk about a college program that has guys racing all over the place all the time down in Georgia.
Is that because the thought is in college, they own you? I know there's a better term for it, but they own you. They own your time. If they want you to be at this workout,
they still treat you like a child.
Yeah.
In the NFL, they don't. It is very much a job. Yeah, you are responsible for yourself.
When your day is done, you know, guys do what they want.
But that's why more.
As we know with Giant Manziel, guys fly out to Vegas when their day is done.
Exactly. That's why more is expected of them off the field. That's why you're off the clock, but you're not necessarily off the clock. Because now it's a professional sport and there's a representation.
You represent the team, yes. And the city in some ways.
But so you maybe say something, but you're not going to say that much because it's a workplace. It's a work. So, like, if I got pulled over for speeding going 101 and all I got was a ticket, all I got was a speeding ticket, right? I'm sure Jeff Miller would go, what are you doing going that fast?
Yeah, if it got back to him.
Don't go that fast. Don't do that. You got kids. What are you thinking about? But that's probably it. Unless there was an outcry on the radio that I should pay a penalty for something like that. It's always, especially in a public sector, like in a public performance job like that, in an entertainment job, it's always going to come down to what's the public sentiment. If people are lighting up the phone lines over at the Cleveland Browns all day, every day, saying, hey, this guy needs to get his act together. This is reckless and ridiculous. Man, they might publish an apology and he might have to make an apology. But if we look at it and go, hey, it's 101 miles an hour. We don't condone such a thing. We're glad nobody got hurt. But it's a speeding ticket. We're all going to move on. He's an adult. He'll pay his fine and we'll all move on. Then that's it. If it were the same thing with me, fine. If it's the same thing with you, fine. Because it's a workplace. In college, you run the stairs. You do whatever you do in college. Because you feel more responsible for them. But in the NFL, hey, man, it's your job. You either show up to your job and do it well or you don't. And that even includes off the field.
The other
stuff.
Part of it is that the stuff I don't really think about, but I'm sure the Browns think about it too, is you use the term representing, where the Browns, especially in this town, football first town, we talk about how the players are supposed to represent the city. Now, I wonder if in 2025, we don't really think about it in those terms much, especially because the players change teams all the time. They move on. The guys fall out of favor so quickly. So does anybody really represent the city? Like right now, who would you say represents the
Jose
city
Ramirez,
of Cleveland?
Jose Ramirez, Miles Garrett. Shador Sanders does not yet represent the city of Cleveland. He has the chance to. He has the opportunity. And maybe why I'm getting crushed on social media or whatever, I haven't looked at it yet, for not making a big deal about it, is I don't think that this gets in the way of him having the opportunity to represent the city of Cleveland or the Cleveland Browns. This does not knock him down. He's fourth on the depth chart. It doesn't knock him down the depth chart. Kevin Stefanski's not going to make his decision over a speeding ticket. Right?
No. Okay. No, that's not it. Now, if there were like a bunch of things behind the scenes that maybe media had reported on, maybe the media didn't know, but Stefanski and Andrew Berry knew, like it becomes a weighted thing like, hey, this person's not taking this seriously enough.
Yeah.
I imagine Shador, you know, would you be shocked if Shador went in and apologized to Stefanski or to Andrew Berry? Because remember, you know, he has been so humble since getting taken, and every story about him is someone who's like, man, he has been a sponge. He has gone in there with the right attitude.
I'm not trying to even be funny.
He hasn't come in entitled, like, I should have been a first-round pick. I don't care that I was taken behind.
He wasn't impaired. He wasn't racing. Okay? I don't know what the reason was he was going so fast. But if he came in, because apparently he's in town and they're doing things with rookies right now. If he came in and goes, you know what, and gave whatever excuse that was a valid excuse, I messed up, it won't happen again. Hey, bud, let's see it doesn't happen again. All right. Because it's a legal matter. I'm not going to fine him anymore. It's a speeding ticket. I don't even know if that's in the CBA. It's a speeding ticket. If it makes you look that bad, fine, but it's 101 and a 60. It ain't good, but at the end of it, it's a citation. He has his right to go fight it in court if he wants to. Maybe he thinks the speedometer was broken. Maybe he thinks he was going a lot slower. But I'm not sure about that. If there was anything I could do, I always want to tell the rookies with the Browns. Guardians, Cavs, totally different. With the Browns, it's a small big town or a big small town, no matter how you see it, and everybody's watching you even if you don't think they are. And it's not just Shador Sanders. And for 13 years, 14 years
Boy,
now,
small town part,
you play on their favorite team, and you may think that you're just the backup safety. You may think that you're the fifth round rookie safety trying to make the team. Somebody is watching you in a grocery store. Somebody's watching you at a gas station. Somebody's watching you out and about. Somebody knows who you are. And I swear to God, and Lima, you know this, and every other host on the station knows this, guys who have been here, because a lot of guys who have been here, Jake will know this. I will get emails about what you did. And it's always that you think that you can do whatever. I'm sure Pittsburgh's maybe the same way. This is what separates us from the other ones in the NFL. I'm sure Pittsburgh's the same way. I'm sure Cincinnati might have some of that. Every guy who comes here, there, I can tell you a story. I'm not going to go into great vivid detail of them shaking their head going, they told you about that? I go, yeah, dude. I get emails about that. I get people DMing about me about God knows what.
We knew where Baker was drinking the minute he sat down to have his first drinks at times.
They are watching you, and it's not where they want to get those guys in trouble. They want the absolute opposite. And so it's like, guys, if there was any sort of rookie symposium, it's like, yeah, I'm a media member, and they send me everything. They do. And they send the same thing to you, and they send the same thing to Nick and Jonathan and all the other hosts in the city and all the other people in the city. It's how this goes down. You're in a fishbowl if you play for the Cleveland Browns. And a guy like Shedeur Sanders, yeah, he's a big fish, a real big fish in this rookie class. And everything he's going to do is going to be monitored. If he was going 70 in a 60 and got a ticket, people would be talking about it. It's just, it goes with the territory of being a quarterback that may have a chance to be a starter for us in a city that's looking for its first quarterback in 35 years. And you stop looking for a quarterback after a while, you start looking for a savior. And that puts more pressure on you. I don't care what round you were drafted in. 216-474-0092. There's a lot of people who want to get in. I want to get to you guys. And a very awkward argument started yesterday while Andrew Filippone was on with us from Pittsburgh. And it was a bizarre way for Steelers fans and Browns fans to think. I'll explain it when we come back. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm on the fan. Oh, I actually got one of the bosses in Pittsburgh sent me a message. Like, is this, are you guys, and I'm like, we're not going to go fight each other out in the road. We are professionals. We have our opinions of each other. It's okay. Relax. Like, I'm like, it's, we're not going to go find each other. I know we're close in cities. We're not going to go find each other and fight. This is how it goes. We were talking about TJ Watt, Myles Garrett. I got to tell you how surprised I was. Almost to a man. And I kind of want to know from people who are Browns fans. On the internet, it was one thing. But in person, there were a lot of people who heard that segment with Pony because we were arguing over, I don't know how it got to Myles Garrett and TJ Watt, it just did. And I had said that TJ Watt was worse than Myles Garrett because Myles Garrett is just better than TJ Watt. They're not, neither of them are bad, but Myles Garrett is better than TJ Watt. And it became a back and forth. I had a lot of buddies of mine who are Steelers fans who are going, you know, a couple of years ago, I might have disagreed with you. I can't anymore. Myles Garrett's just better. And in the same vein, I had a lot of Browns fans. Lima, if I'm lying, I'm dying, and I ain't dropped dead yet. I had a lot of Browns buddies who are reaching out and said, I think I'd rather have TJ Watt. I'm going, what planet are we living in? That these fans, very passionate fan bases, both sides, would rather have the other guy's defensive end, would rather have the other guy's superstar. TJ Watt's going to be a Hall of Famer. Myles Garrett's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, in true, this is one of the best sports arguments ever. Myles Garrett or TJ Watt. You know why? They're both going to end up in the same place. It is as sports semantics as it gets. Now, I will point out, and I will take it to the bank and take it to the grave, about Myles Garrett. You put, and I know the Browns have had a good defense in the past. They had a good defense in 2 years ago. You put Myles Garrett with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you put TJ Watt with the Cleveland Browns. You tell me which one has more sacks. You tell me which one is the better player. I don't think there's a question about it whatsoever. So it's Myles Garrett.
Should I feel bad admitting a few years ago I thought TJ Watt
because
was the
you don't
better
know
player?
Ball. You're not a ball knower.
I'm not a ball knower. I'm trying.
I know the game. You don't. That's why I'm the football guy here.
I am doing my best to get up to speed.
That's why I'm the football guy on the entire station.
But I don't even think that's debatable.
No. Probably the football guy for the entire city.
But I will say this. I will say this. The last 2 years, I think it's been pretty obvious.
It's been pretty obvious.
If anybody's hanging on, no, what's funny is their numbers over the course of their career.
I think I have an explanation
for it. So similar. They're so similar in so many ways. The analytics people like Myles more because of that pass rush win rate.
Well, because we only look at this is where you're a ball knower. You gave me an argument before where you thought pressures was more important than sacks because pressures. Sacks are still always going to be what you get paid for. It's why people buy your jerseys. I mean, Emmanuel Agbaji got close a bunch of times back in the day, and then he ended up having a pretty good career since.
Buzz the tower.
Yeah, that type. That's why I know I'm saying it too much because I know you and Keith.
I like that one. I like buzzing the tower.
So he got close a bunch of times, and he caused pressures. The rest of the defense around him wasn't that great, other than a couple of guys, and so it didn't really matter, especially when you're going up against Ben Roethlisberger and so on and so forth. But with pressures, you can cause problems. Myles Garrett has pressures. He has sacks. You still get paid for the sacks. You get paid for the name of being able to be a sack guy. TJ Watt has had more sacks in years. Myles Garrett has been a guy who has a lot of pressures, a lot of sacks. I still think, though, I think in everybody they know in their heart of hearts that if you were to put Myles Garrett at number 95 with the Pittsburgh Steelers over in Pittsburgh, and you put TJ Watt with the Cleveland Browns, you tell me which one's going to be the better player. If you think TJ Watt is still the better player, you are lying to yourself or you're nuts. However, I still had Browns fans reaching out, Browns buddies, saying that they'd rather have TJ Watt. I have an explanation for it. Steelers fans are not liking what's going on as much as there are national people trying to sell them on, hey, Aaron Rodgers had a good second half last year. 30-11 is still pretty good. 30 touchdowns, 11 picks, that's still pretty damn good. I think a lot of quarterbacks would probably take that. And they're going, yeah, they'll get to 7-10. It's Mike Tomlin, they'll get to 7-10. Yeah, they traded for DK Metcalf. Okay, 8-9, 9-8. He's never been under 500. It'll be around 500. Maybe it will be. Like when Pony said 7-10 yesterday. You can't get them to budge. And with TJ Watt wanting a new contract, they're going, what did you do the second half of the season last year? What did you do? And now they're coming around. They think that Myles Garrett's better.
And they know for a fact the minute that contract gets handed out, it's a disastrous contract, right?
Because and we know it because I'm telling at 34 years old for Myles Garrett, I will really be surprised if he's still out there kicking ass and taking names. Now, he's a physical freak, but I'm still going to be surprised. That's getting up there for a guy like that. And he's already a Hall of Famer, and I know we've had several guys reach their 30s and even mid-30s and still be really, really, really great pass rushers. I understand that. They're also called Hall of Famers as well. I just don't think Father Time gets beat. I'll be surprised pleasantly. But you're exactly right. T.J. Watt, that becomes a bad contract, it seems, the second he puts pen to paper. And that's why a lot of fans don't want to do it over there. And they'd rather have Myles Garrett. And I think here, how many wins do you think the Browns are going to have? I got to ask questions to get to the point. How many wins do you think the Browns are going to have? Meredith, how many? You probably think on the low end, don't you? I'll bring you in on the show.
I said five or six.
Five or six. What you got, Meredith?
Yeah, I would probably say like the four to six range.
Four to six range. We're going to pay $123 million to Myles Garrett for what? And there are still people who say all he had to do was say it was about the money, and they would have paid him money, including myself. But he said he wanted to win. Then he wants to hold out for money. Then he's not showing up to OTAs. And while you and I don't think that it's a very big deal, there's plenty of people going, how could you sit here and tell me that this guy who says he wants to be a leader and it isn't a big deal? But they get mad about it. And I do think there's some people who are going, we have this not-so-great football team, and they know Myles is great, but they also know he's not a great leader, and there's resentment there, and they're going, hey, T.J. Watt, and this, give me the pen and paper, and I'm a leader, and all this other crap that they want to espouse over there. It's a cross. I hope that this is just the people who decided to reach out to me. I think that if there were a lot of people that just said, hey, I like Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is the better player. I'm going to take Myles Garrett over T.J. Watt, and I'm a Browns fan. I don't think that they were really bothered about it. I had so many people in my phone yesterday and online even with some of the stuff. Hey, Ken, you know, I'm a Browns fan, but T.J. Watt's really, really, really good. Hey, Ken, you know, I'm a Steelers fan. I had guys calling me a fat pig in Pittsburgh going, hey, this fat guy, I hate him. He's a Cleveland fan, but at the same time, he's right, Myles Garrett's better. It was insane yesterday, Tom.
Isn't it amazing, though? Both of them have been so terrific for such a long period of time. T.J. Watt has how many playoff wins?
Zero.
How many does Myles Garrett have?
One.
And Myles Garrett was a pretty damn good rookie on an 0-16 team.
How many good years of quarterback play has Myles Garrett had around him?
Right.
But just two and a half?
Just goes to show where we're talking about the second most important position in that sport, right?
There you go. How many good years of really good quarterback play has T.J. Watt had? Because he played a little bit with Roethlisberger. How long has Roethlisberger been retired? But he wasn't that great at the end. He was kind of holding on. So neither of these guys, if they don't have good quarterback play, if they both play for the Chiefs, if either of them play for the Chiefs, good God. But neither of them do, and neither of them will, and they got to deal with it. But ultimately, they're both Hall of Famers. And yes, while I may hate Pittsburgh, there is a lot of respect for that franchise. Chris in Westburg? Chris, you there?
West Park.
Anthony is from here and wrote Westburg.
Nah, he's an east sider, though, isn't he?
Doesn't matter. I knew what West Park was, and I'm from Canton. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Hey, I'll get to Shador, but real quick, when you talk about what happened with Shador and the speeding, a lot has to do with the organization just not wanting to publicize it. Zildjunas Zelzgauskas drove drunk on Lake Road for years.
You can't do that.
I want to know on what planet he thought he could call in
you
and say that.
You can't do that. If you're going to do that, give your last name so you can be the one who gets sued. I just can't say players were driving around boozed up.
I hate to laugh. I have to laugh because the brazenness of that phone call.
None of that can be founded. It is unfounded. Good God Almighty. You want to play the Nick? Play the Nick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's clip one from Nick. He says the Browns are trying to humble Shador.
Whether you like Shador or don't like Shador, and again, I'm Switzerland. I'm just Switzerland. I want him to succeed because he's on the Browns. I think he's an interesting guy. I think it's cool, the social media following he has. I've given in on that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that I like about him, and there's some things I could take or leave on him. This push of, guys, it's all in service of we're trying to humble Shador. We're trying to build his path to the job, to some Herculean effort. And it is in service of tamping down narratives and tamping down excitement. And it is the antithetical. It's the opposition to winning.
Oh, you think it's to tamp down excitement?
When I say excitement, I mean hype.
All right, a few questions there.
You heard this live. I did not. So this is you drawing umbrage. I just want to...
So what have they done to humble him? Okay, he's what? Fourth string?
I don't know what they've done to humble him at all.
But the depth chart is not a real depth chart. But if you want to say he hasn't taken any first-team reps, okay, is that to humble him? Or is it he's a fifth-round pick? They took a rookie before him. Joe Flacco's on the roster. He took them to the playoffs 2 years ago. And Kenny Pickett, a former first-round pick, not a third, not a fourth, not a fifth. And, you know, to quote Nathan Zaguri, he is 15-10. Like, is that humbling him or is that properly placing him where he should be right now? Shedeur Sanders.
I would say it's probably properly placing him where he should be, right?
So how have they...
If he were taken number two overall, I might buy all this, but I don't.
What about in how they've talked about him? I know that it was...
But their intention is not to start him week one. We all know this.
Right. Yeah. No,
I know what LeSean McCoy and everybody and all of us do to get through segments here, but they're not planning on starting him week one. Like, there is zero plan right now to start him week one. I guarantee you. So I don't think he's trying to say that they're disrespecting him. Are they trying to... Is he trying to say that they're disrespecting him? The Browns are disrespecting Shedeur?
I think Nick's point is that they don't need to try to humble him. They can just let Shedeur be Shedeur. But
I don't think they're doing anything to do that.
Yeah. How would they be doing? Do you think he should be getting the most reps? Like, we can have that debate on whether or not we think Flacco needs any reps, whether Pickett should even be here. Okay.
He got plenty of reps during the OTAs.
They did still draft. Yeah, they
just didn't give him reps during the television or during the time where cameras could be in there.
All right. Now, is that an argument?
Maybe that's what Nick is saying.
Is that an argument?
I would say it goes the other way. A guy falls to me on the third round or a guy falls to me on the third day of the draft. I got a lot of people who are naysayers or people who are truthers about Shedeur Sanders at that time. I'm not going to put him on camera just yet until he gets used to it, because if he throws some ducks, if he throws more ducks than good balls, then all of a sudden I got him answering questions and all of us are answering questions. If anything, they're trying to shield him, aren't they?
Do you think they've been dumping on him, though?
No, I don't. I want to listen to that again. 216-474-0092. 5 minutes away, there's another clip of this. I want to see. Are they trying to humble Shedeur? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only yet.
Well, I've heard no update whatsoever. I know some people are texting me. They got rained out.
My son's baseball game just got rained out
today.
So guess what?
So we might just be getting at least a great lunch out of this.
Might be doing it. If they want golf balls all over their golf course, go ahead and make Carpath only. Because I ain't walking over there to get them. I am a terrible golfer, and I can't do it. It won't happen. I want to play this clip again. Here's Nick yesterday saying that the Browns are trying to humble Shador.
Whether you like Shador or don't like Shador, and again, I'm Switzerland. I'm just Switzerland. I want him to succeed because he's on the Browns. I think he's an interesting guy. I think it's cool, the social media following he has. I've given in on that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that I like about him, and there's some things I could take or leave on him. This push of, guys, it's all in service of we're trying to humble Shador. We're trying to build his path to the job to some Herculean effort. And it is in service of tamping down narratives and tamping down excitement. And it is the antithetical. It's the opposition to winning.
Oh, you think it's to tamp down excitement?
When I say excitement, I mean hype.
Okay. So he says that. That's good. All right. By the way, I'll give Nick credit. He's trying to open up his mind. He was very anti-Shador. He's trying to open up his mind. I'll give him credit. You can flip-flop for the good of your favorite football team. I do not mind. I hate how people say people can't be fans on the radio. Even when I was on Infinity, I don't care. I was going to be you knew where I was from and who I was going to be a fan of. You can open up your mind and say, "Hey, I hope that he does well, even though I might not think he does well." That's fair. I don't think that they're trying to humble him. Humbling him, that might have been opening up the cameras on the first day of open OTAs and letting him take all those team reps. And if he struggled at all, fine, let it happen. That's a humbling experience. Throwing him into the fire is a humbling experience. You have to, he's still an investment. I know he's a fifth round guy, so the investment isn't as much, but he's still an investment. And then we also know that this is a guy who's been through, and I brought this up to you, remember a few weeks ago, he's been a guy who's gone through a lot here over the last few months. He went from, I'm not talking about anything else other than, he was supposed to go to some people top 10, top 5 even. Falls out of the first round, out of day 2, gets taken day 3. So there's plenty of people who are questioning his ability. If you were to put him out there and he just sucks up the room because you want to send him a message and humble him, well, you're not going to have a chance of return on investment. And then, by the way, everything that's been said about you as an organization is probably going to be said about you because he does have a massive fan base. So if anything, they tried to protect him. Because there's definitely people who doubt whether or not Shador Sanders can be a great quarterback in this league. They doubt that he can be a starting quarterback quality in this league. Here's Nick saying that the Browns are trying to stifle the Shador hype. Now, I might agree with this, but I want to hear it. This is the first time I've heard this. Go ahead.
They told anyone who would listen what Shador needs to work on, and it wasn't the pre-draft stuff. It was just like football stuff. But I think it's part of this continued attempt to stifle the Shador hype. Because there are a lot of fans out there, and this organization spends incredible amounts of time trying to control narratives. I think part of it is in an effort to keep Shador humble, which, once again, is not your job. The second you brought him in, it is to bring him along. It is to make sure he's doing the things he needs to. But it's not your job to humble a kid. If they're doing that here, I'm going to assume they're doing that externally. But this narrative that Shador is not NFL ready is new. that it's not what the narrative was coming out. That is moving the goalpost.
No, I disagree. I don't think that they're trying to humble him at all. The stifling part of the Shador hype, I think they're doing their best not to fan the flames. Social media, social media, guys. They got to get their clicks. So their social media crew is going to show Shador. That's fish in a barrel. Go right on ahead and do that. But Kevin Stefanski and that coaching staff does not care at all about the social media of the Cleveland Browns. So that does not matter. But I think that they are trying to do their best to incubate him and to make him the very best quarterback they possibly can, because there might be a higher ceiling than some of the other guys they have in camp right now. One's because he's too old. The other one's because not a lot of people have a lot of faith in him. The other one, yeah, he is not the biggest quarterback in the world, but I hear he's very smart. And he already knows the offense, so he might have that chance. We'll see.
Nick mentioned the narrative thing of this as if there weren't two distinct different narratives for Shador in pre-draft, pre-combine, post-combine. Because isn't that what kind of Albert Breer was the first one, and then everybody followed suit? Before the combine, it was not only is Shador a first-round pick with all the attributes of a first-round selection, he's number two overall. Like, that was before the combine. After the combine, when everybody kind of got together and started getting, you know, having drinks and having cocktails and starting to maybe tell the real truth, then coming out of the combine, it was like, I don't know anybody who has a first-round grade on him. Well, which one ended up being more accurate? It's probably that. So,
hey, I mean, I hate to admit it, but yeah.
So I don't know if I agree with Nick that that narrative was always the same, that Shador would be able to come in and play immediately. I think after the combine, it was pretty clear that wasn't the actual talking point.
I think so far the Browns have handled this well.
Yeah, I do too.
You do too? Because I know me saying totally that is not going to break a lot of news. But
now again, I didn't like that they took a third and a fifth quarterback. I think that made it a jumbled mess.
Oh, I agree with you there.
Considered either a rebuild year or whatever you want to call it.
I don't know if I see your point. I don't think I agree with you, but I see your point on it. I think that they can do that. But I think that they've handled this about as well as a franchise can so far, from what I know from the inside that I can share and can't share. I think they've handled this a lot better than I thought they would so far, to be frank with you. Yeah, but we haven't even got to camp yet. But as far as Shador's concerned, yeah, this is, depending on how people feel, it might be a minor setback with the whole speeding thing, but I think that the organization has handled this pretty well. Are we Carpath only today yet? Do we know? I'm getting reports of it pouring in Strongsville.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous. I'm getting a little nervous. I just want to hit some balls, Kenny. That's all. This is me out of retirement. I mean, I haven't done this in a long time, so bear with me.
This summer sucks.
Is this the summer of suck?
This is the summer of suck. It's either too hot.
Four straight weekends of rain.
Too rainy. Four straight weekends of rain. This is the summer of suck. I'm sorry, guys.
Maybe the Guardians are there to pick us up.
Boy,
two wins in San Francisco. Keep the good times rolling tonight. Tough pitching matchup. I mean, who's the guy they're going up against, Meredith?
He's this afternoon, by the way.
This afternoon. Yeah. Good. Good catch.
Thank you. This might be the summer of suck. Raymond and Talmadge, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, you know, Anthony, you said something just a minute ago that kind of spurred something I was obviously thinking about is, yeah, so nobody who actually gets paid that I heard of, and I'm talking about GMs or top scouts or whatever, said Sanders was a first-round pick. It was always the guys who were going to lose their job didn't say he was going to be a first round pick. It's just been media. It's been Kiper. It's been Blue Boys. All those guys. Those guys don't get paid for it.
Well, so, they do, and they do. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it, Raymond.
But the point is, my point being, guys, is I understand, but those guys don't lose their job if they're wrong, because they're wrong all the time. So the narrative is that the media thought he was going to be a first-round pick, but the media doesn't make the pick.
Don't answer for it. Yeah. No, you're right.
And that's my point. Yeah. But actually, what I called about is I wondered, you
real
guys
quick,
I cannot figure this out. How the hell did he take 94 sacks in 2 years And his offensive line was bad, but it wasn't historically worse.
I know the answer to that.
That's an easy answer, Raymond.
Thank you for the call. I'll answer right now. They had no running game on purpose. He holds onto the ball way too long. His offensive line was bad.
He didn't trust him, so he had to take off, sometimes backwards. Got to coach that out of him
a little bit. Took a lot of sacks. And when you have a bunch of guys who are, if you are always in coverage, and he's not, he can move, but he's not Lamar Jackson out there, for crying out loud. Like, yeah, they're going to drop back into coverage. It's going to take a minute for guys to get open.
And if your offensive line
sucks, you're going to get sacked.
I'll just blame Pat Shermer.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.